Cactus Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Hello there, this is the Wednesday afternoon show. I'm Laura, I've got the lovely John in the studio with me, and baby Archie is here rocking out with us as well. For the next hour, we've got our Older and Wiser segment with Age UK Isle of Wight. A couple of days ago, St John's Church in Ryde held a dementia-friendly church service, and I popped along with Archie and my parents for some lovely festive caroling, some live music, and to appreciate the service for what it is. And it was truly magical. Oakfield Primary School had a band of singers, and they were only in the first year, so they were pretty tired by the time the afternoon came along for them to sing. So for those members of our community who couldn't make it, who couldn't get down to the church, I've recorded highlights of it for you to listen to in the next hour, and on our website as well I put a longer version up, and that contains all of the gorgeous concert music which was played as well, because it was something so good that I couldn't not have it, basically. So we're going to go to another break, bit of advert, and then let's do some caroling and some sing-song with the Reverend Sue Theobald at St John's in Ryde.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
In Royal David City.
It's billed as a carol service, and I think that's one of the things that people really love, is to be able to sing those traditional carols.
Laurie, tell me, how did you enjoy the service here in Ryde?
Really lovely, very traditional service here in Ryde. It's a beautiful old building, and we had lots of people attend from different care homes. I think it was a lovely, the Christmas story was really lovely about what Jesus would get in from his stocking.
Yes.
Would he get an orange that reminded him of the globe, or the candy cane that was shaped like a J for Jesus, yeah, or a crook for a shepherd. So really nice touches, lovely.
Yeah, and it was kind of bringing the new and the old together, wasn't it?
Definitely, because I think that is one of the things that is difficult about relating, you know, what happened such a long time ago to what goes on in everyday modern life, which is so busy.
And how do you think the residents of various care homes enjoyed it and appreciated it?
I think they really enjoyed it. Music is a massive memory booster, so when they hear hymns or carols that they're familiar with, that they sang from when they were children, it really brings them to life. And I think a lot of the residents that came today really enjoyed listening to the children sing. You know, they were sat there sometimes in their own world and just taking in their surrounding, and as soon as the children started to sing, really interesting, clapping along and singing along. It was really lovely to see.
Yeah, and it once again, it's that intergenerational thing, isn't it? It's combining the young and the old, and just increasing the magic, let's say, of Christmas.
Yeah, because it means something very different when you're little, and when you've been around the block a time or two,
yeah,
you know, you remember all those things. But it does mean very different things, and I think if the church has been a big part of your life, again, it means something completely different. So it's nice to bring it all together and bring it back to reality to a degree, but also take it back to a time when all those residents that did used to go to church really remembered what Christmas was all about for them.
Yes.
And have you been to the other church services as well?
Yes, so I've been to all the other church services, completely different.
Yes, how do they compare?
So on Monday at Newport, it was in the Congregational Church, a really big hall, quite a modern building, and we had two groups of children singing. So we had some singing carols, some singing Christmas songs. Yeah. So that was really nice for the congregations, for they could all join in. And then we had Brading yesterday, a very small church, again, really traditional, and a smaller congregation. And the delivery of the service was a little bit more in tune with the younger congregation. And what the what Kath Abbott did there was really bring and draw out information from them that she then shared with the older congregation. So she had questions for the under 10s and questions for the over 10s. It was really, fun, really good.
Yeah. Oh, how lovely.
It was nice.
And I have to say, from seeing today's residents, you know, everyone was in fine voice, weren't they?
Oh, they love a good sing song. They love a good sing song. And I think carols, you remember them from being quite young. So it just comes back.
Even if you can't
read. Oh, it is. And even if you can't read the words, or you just hear the music and you know, and so you can just join in. So I think that they really enjoy singing the carols today.
I live in Ryde, and I'm a lay minister at St John the Baptist Church in Oakfield, Ryde.
Can you tell me, what does the church mean to you?
Oh, the church is a fundamental part of my life. My faith is extremely important to me, but what I want most to do is to share it with other people, because I think it's very, very important to not this life, not just this life, but our future.
And what would you say about the dementia-friendly service here today?
It's an immensely interesting experience, because it's the first one I've seen. We've only been on the island 2 years, and we've only been ministering in this church 18 months. And I didn't come to it last year. And it's just blown my socks off. I think it was fantastic. And the way that the people that came were allowed to chat or walk about or whatever, that's a great thing, you know. Church can be so confining sometimes, and it's lovely to have this, to allow that freedom. Yeah.
We are the reception children at Oakfield Primary School, so these children have not quite been in school a whole term yet. We're feeling very tired because it's week 7 and we've been doing Christmas craft all morning.
Little donkey.
So I'm Lucy Reardon, I'm from Northbrook House in Haven Street, and I'm one of the heads of care.
And how did you find the dementia-friendly service today?
It was really good. All of our clients here really enjoyed it. They were all up, belting out songs, and yeah, they had a really lovely time.
And what would you say, what were the highlights of the service for your participants?
The children singing was a big highlight, and having the bigger print words really helped. But yeah, they just enjoyed a lot of all the songs.
My granddaughter has just turned 3 years old this week, and she's really beginning to realise that something special is going on around her this time of year. She's at that age when she's delighting in all things Christmassy. This will be the first year when she really understands the idea that Santa will bring presents. So my daughter has bought her a Christmas stocking. Now, I was amazed to see the array of Christmas stockings that you can buy nowadays, all beautifully decorated, some even personalised with your child's name. And of course, they come in a variety of sizes. Little ones for the realists, and enormous ones for the optimists. Now, I'm old enough to remember when hanging up your stocking meant putting a clean school sock from your sock drawer on the mantelpiece or at the end of the bed. The other thing I've discovered is that even if your children have grown up, they still love to find that Santa has put a stocking filled with goodies out for them to find in the morning. Of course, the contents have to be a little bit more grown up, don't they? But they still enjoy trying to work out what all the lumps and bumps inside the stocking are, and would be severely disappointed if there wasn't a bag of chocolate coins and an orange in the toe. It seems everyone has Christmas stockings these days, and I'm wondering how long it will be before we see a Christmas stocking hanging in the nativity scene. Now, that set me to wondering. I wonder if Santa had been around that first Christmas in Bethlehem, would Jesus have had his Christmas stocking? What would he have in it? Well, of course, we're told that the wise men bought gold, frankincense and myrrh. But that wasn't until quite a while after Christmas Day. And we all know that your Christmas stocking is the very first thing you open. In fact, in our house, I was such a mean mummy that the Christmas stocking was the only thing my children were allowed to open before we'd all been to church on Christmas morning. So, after a little bit of reflecting on what he might need, I have here a Christmas stocking containing the things I think Jesus might have had in his stocking. First of all, we have a candy cane. Now, everyone loves a candy cane, don't they? Of course, it's not only the letter J for Jesus, but if we turn it up the right way, it looks like a shepherd's crook. In the Bible, we read that Jesus tells us he is the good shepherd. He looks after his sheep. That's us. He knows and cares for every one of us. He knows our every need. And he promises to keep us safe and be there for us, whether times are good or whether times are challenging. The second thing that I think Jesus might have in his stocking is a torch. This is a very busy one. It flashes if you press it. Well, I'm sure that all those years ago in Bethlehem, it would probably have been a candle, wouldn't it? But these days, it would be a frankly torch like this. For just like this torch, Jesus lights the way, guides us to where we need to go. His is the light that brings the light of hope into the darkness of despair and overcomes the darkness of fear with the light of love. The third thing that I think might be in Jesus' Christmas stocking is one of these. Now, I don't know about you, but I always had a new pencil and a new eraser, a new rubber in my Christmas stocking. But I don't think I ever had one that was quite this big. Jesus had a very large job of rubbing things out to do. When he grew up, Jesus died for us on the cross so that all our sins, all the things that we do wrong, all our bad choices might be forgiven. He rubbed out all the mistakes we've ever made and is ready to carry on giving us a second chance, even when we carry on making those mistakes despite our best efforts. Next thing are some of these. Now, do you remember these? Paper trains. I used to love these. Many happy hours were spent making paper trains, hanging them across the ceiling, linking up the corners of the room with the light fitting in the middle. Jesus did some linking up too. By rubbing out all our sins, he reconciled us. He linked us up again with God. Finally, in the very toe of the Christmas stocking, there just has to be an orange. Now, it might be a nice juicy fresh one like these. Or, these days I suppose, it might even be a Terry's chocolate orange. But, whichever challenge is found in the toe of the stocking, it would remind Jesus of our world, the globe, which is our world. A world containing all that God brought into being, a world containing billions of people, each one known and loved by God. This is the world that Jesus was born to save, to put back on track, to be the place where God's love reigns. So, the Good Shepherd, the light of the world, by which all our sins, all our mistakes are rubbed out, and the one who reconciles every single one of us with our loving God. Now, that's quite some Christmas package, isn't it? Quite some gift that God sent us over 2,000 years ago. Not contained in a Christmas stocking, but all wrapped up in that tiny baby in a manger. God come to be with us here on earth.
Three church services, tell me about them.
Well, they were all very different but all very lovely, and it was really nice listening to all the children singing.
That was great. And what do you think about the accessibility? So they're dementia friendly.
Yep, definitely. Very easy to get the residents in. Yeah.
And do you think the residents enjoyed it?
Definitely, yes.
Did you have a lovely time?
Oh, thank you. It was really unexpected, and you know, we're looking round suddenly in an empty, sitting in the empty hall, and then suddenly it's part of the big Christmas celebration.
Well, it's so magical, isn't it? And with children involved.
Yes, absolutely.
Lovely.
Thank you. Unexpected treat that was.
Oh, good.
Francesca, and I play the organ and the piano for St John's in Ryde, and I also lead the choir or teach them, and we muddle our way through.
Are you classically trained then? Because your talent is just immense. It was really emotional listening to all of your piano playing, and don't worry, I've recorded every single bit of it, and I want everyone at home to hear.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've been playing the piano since I was 7, and I'm, well, quite a bit older than that. I'm 30 now, so it's quite a long time. But I was trained by the diocese, actually by this church. When I was 13, I was given a scholarship, and as part of my scholarship, I used to have to play the organ once a month here to show my progress. And so I've now been playing for 17 years, the organ, so was more classically trained there. But I've completed my grades on the piano, so, and I write music, so I sort of... it's what I'd like to do one day full time.
Gosh, and tell me, what's it like playing the organ? Because you've got all the pulley things.
No. Yeah. it's quite nice. I try not to play it too loud for, obviously, a dementia-friendly service, because sometimes some people obviously get a bit affected if the music's too loud. But it is quite... it's quite powerful. Is that the right word? I don't know. It gives you a feeling of quite of power, I suppose. It's quite nice to be able to have that sort of amount of, the amount of instruments to choose from, and you can add to it, you can take it away, but to be able to lead people. And my favourite bit is the chord at the very end when everyone finishes the last verse or the last chorus or whatever it may be, and you leave a lovely long chord and it's got that echo,
the reverberation.
It just makes you think, cool. And I once saw some flame organ in the Albert Hall, and it was part of an orchestra, and it obliterated all of the orchestra. And I turned to my husband and I said, "That's what I do." It's just, I don't know what it is. It's just the whole. It's just I don't know. It seems to lift people, and it does something good, which is quite nice. And I feel quite privileged actually to be able to play it, because I know that it's not an instrument that many people can play, especially young people. So,
yeah. So what would you say? You know, you play around the island at various homes, mm-hmm. and you do the dementia-friendly church services.
Yep.
What do you think the effect you have with your music is?
Well, I think that music, especially for people with dementia, is such a powerful tool, and it brings them together, it calms them down, especially if they're feeling anxious or distressed. And I was playing for another recital earlier this morning, and there was a lady who was quite perturbed at the start, and by the end of it she was all relaxed in her chair. She was sat there, I think she may have even rested her eyes, but she was much, much calmer by the end of the hour, and it was such a remarkable change. And it was just from a little bit of familiar music and just being able to relax, I think, and that's what music can help to do, which is great.
Yeah, like transcendental, you know, yeah. Kind of elevates people and takes you away from your
whoa
from your present situation.
Exactly.
What would you say about today's dementia friendly church service?
Oh, I think I've been playing the dementia friendly services now for about a year or so with Reverend Sue, and I have to say I think that they bring people together and they do an awful lot of good. They just make people happy. And I think that you can't put a price tag on that. And I think it's the combination of music and the familiarity and having a good role model in Sue who is prepared to do that. And it does bring people together, and it's lovely, and especially with the children. And I was just talking to a couple of people then, and they said how lovely it was to see all these young souls, which are so nice.
Yeah. And they looked really tired, didn't they? They'd had a long day crafting in the morning. And they got up and they did it with oomph. I love it when kids just like embrace performance.
Exactly. Especially We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Holy Child of Bethlehem, whose parents found no room in the inn, we pray for those who are homeless, for those who wander our streets, and for those who find no welcome even in their own home. Holy Child of Bethlehem, born in a stable, we pray for all who live in poverty, for those who have no food for their children, and all who in times of vulnerability and need are denied both security and dignity. Holy Child of Bethlehem, whom Herod sought to kill, we pray for all who are in danger, all who are persecuted for their faith, or abused for their colour, or race, or tribe of their own.
So Ruth, you come to the church service today. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. I liked the music, the children being there singing.
Well, it's always magical at Christmas with children, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power and glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Reverend Sue, how did today's service go?
It was lovely. We had a really lovely service. We had lots of people, and of course the children came, which was wonderful, and so we had a fantastic service.
When you are preparing for a service, how much kind of research or rehearsal prep do you do?
It depends. It really depends. Sometimes when you look at a text, you can, something will come to you straight away and off you go. Other times it can take quite a long time. I mean, there's a certain amount of research to do around a reading, and looking at the context, looking at what's come before it, what's come after it, but it can vary. Sometimes it can take a couple of hours to write a sermon, sometimes it can take 8 or 9 hours. It just depends.
Yeah. Wonderful. And will you be holding a dementia friendly service for Easter?
We'll certainly be holding a dementia friendly service for Easter. We haven't actually got a date booked, but I can let you know as soon as we do.
Do that, because I will come and we'll record this again, because it's always nice, isn't it, for the people that can't join us.
Yeah, sure.
Via the airwaves they can listen in.
Yeah, that would be lovely. I'd be very welcome.
Lovely 3-hour show. Thank you so much, John. It's been lovely.
Thank you too. And thank you for the Jaffa cakes and the almond slices.
I've got to keep you fed, love.
Yeah, you have indeed. Yeah, yeah.
Keep those energy levels up, love. And next up, we've got Kitty. She's covering the Tea Time show.
Hello.
And she is here wearing a rather smashing Santa hat.
Thank you so much.
It's a posh version, isn't it, John?
It's stunningly posh, yeah. That's very
plush. Go to see the shop up the road, beginning with D.
Oh, what could it be? Yeah, looking good. Looks very toasty.
Quiz of the week.
Next week is Boxing Day. Ooh. So I've got some really wonderful pre-recorded interviews that we're playing out. John and I have done some very interesting factoids for Boxing Day for you. And don't forget, tonight his show is on, his folk show, from 7 till 9.
7 till 9, yeah.
And he's got the festive folky, so all is lush in the world. Right, everyone at home, thank you so much for tuning in. You have a wonderful, epic, fantabulous Christmas, and we will see you after.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.